The predominant impulse behind our desire to rise in the social hierarchy may be rooted not so much in the material goods we can accrue or the power we can wield, as in the amount of love we stand to receive as a consequence of high status. Money, fame, and influence may be valued more as tokens of, and means to, love, rather than ends in themselves. How may a word, generally used only in relation to what we would expect or hope for from a parent or a romantic partner, be applied to something we might want from and be offered by the world? Perhaps we can define love, at once in its familial, sexual, and worldly forms, as a kind of respect, a sensitivity on the part of one person to another's existence. To be shown love is to feel ourselves the object of concern. Our presence is noted, our name is registered, our views are listened to, our failings are treated with indulgence, and our needs are ministered to. And under such care, we flourish. There may be differences between romantic and status forms of love. The latter has no sexual dimension, it cannot end in marriage, those who offer it usually bear secondary motives, and yet status beloveds will, just like romantic ones, enjoy protection under the benevolent gaze of appreciative others. People who hold important positions in society are commonly labelled somebodies, and their inverse, nobodies, both of which are, of course, nonsensical descriptors, for we are all by necessity individuals with distinct identities and comparable claims on existence. Such words are nevertheless an apt vehicle for conveying the disparate treatment accorded to different groups. Those without status are all but invisible. They are treated brusquely by others, their complexities trampled upon, and their singularities ignored.